It's a privilege to be able to do this, and it's probably the most humbling experience I've ever had in my life, because I know I'm not good enough to be doing this, and my parents can testify to that. So if you guys will please rise for the reading of God's Word. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. The God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the time you've been able to give it to us tonight, Lord. Thank you for letting us be in a country that we're still able to gather together as a church, Lord, and read your Bible. I thank you, Lord, for the challenge that Jimmy brought us, Lord. I pray that you be with me, Lord, and I'll be with Colton as well. In your name I pray, amen. Now, the thought I want to give out tonight is, what is your adversary? We know that as Christians, our personal adversary is the devil. But what about adversaries in your everyday life? You know, the simple ones, drugs and alcohol, they're addictive. They can destroy families, break up homes. Even the prescription drugs are just as addictive. Another one is your family can keep you away from God's Word and God and Christ just as much as anything else can as well. The number three that I have is soul winning. I know most people aren't allowed or aren't able to be able to go out on Saturdays just like I am. I work 9 to 6, but that doesn't mean we can't go out and witness to people in our own work or in the workplace or whenever we're out and about in the stores. So in verse 10, nope, I lied. Verse 9, "And resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." Not only are you going through the same adversaries as your brethren, but they are going through the same as yours. Like in my personal family, my great-grandmother was rushed to the hospital. Our family has to go through that. About a year ago, our family went through his same adversary he had to go through. We were there with him. But it's nice knowing that your family gets closer to those kind of adversaries. Now, whoever's under the sound of my voice, whether it be the computer or on here, if you're not saved, your adversary is not knowing that Christ is your personal Savior. Romans 3:10, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." Everyone's done something wrong in their life. Everyone's not been able to be perfect and live a perfect life. But Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." There's a God who died on the cross for our sins. Christmas season's coming around. Let's not forget the reason for the season. God was born in a virgin, or born from a virgin, in a stable, next to farm animals. Who would have thought, who could have imagined it would have been farm animals that he was born by? You'd think the God that created everything, the all-powerful, would come in on a chariot, something like that. But no, he humbled himself to come as a little child, raise a perfect life, and die on the cross for imperfect people. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you again for the night, Lord. I pray, Lord, that everyone would just be able to take this challenge and go forward. Thank you, Lord, for everything you do for us. In your name I pray, amen.